I'm not sure how many 50-year-old nonprofit arts organizations there are.
Well, tell me about the history of this one. How did it come about?
Well, the building that we're in was originally a box factory that was erected in 1903 in Leverett. It was an example of small-town industry. The box factory went out of business when cardboard was invented. The building was empty for a while when someone decided to use it as a place to raise chickens. Then after it was sort of a big mess after that, a metal worker, an artist named Joe Barnes, bought the building with the idea that arts would be taught in the traditional sort of craftsman apprentice manner in 1965. Unfortunately, Joe passed away about 6 months after he purchased the building, but a large group of Leverett volunteers got together and rehabbed the building, and in 1967 it became a nonprofit arts organization that was a place where artists would have studios to do their work. It was quite uncommon at the time. The New York Times even wrote an article about it, featuring this as an important landmark of sorts. The building has 18 studios and a gallery. Many different kinds of artists are there. There's a gallery that has exhibitions of work from people around the valley.
You mentioned several different artists are there. Can you talk a little bit about who some of the artists are and what fields they're working in?
Well, there's a weaver, Susan. There's painters. There's a potter, Joy Friedman. There's a pottery collective called Mud Pie Potters. There's people who do art therapy. There's printmakers, Sue Mulholland. It's a good mix of people, actually.
And the public can be involved in this. They have exhibits and they have opportunities for education and that sort of thing.
Yes, many of the studio holders do give lessons in their fields, as well as the exhibitions in the galleries. There's actually sort of two galleries there. Unfortunately, they're mostly open only on weekends due to staffing issues. Leverett's a small town of less than 2,000 people. Mostly it's a forested sort of a town. So it's an example of a wooden industrial building that's survived to this day that has a aged nonprofit arts organization using it currently.
And as you mentioned, Leverett being such a small community, obviously you must draw support for this organization from throughout the region.
I would say mostly the town of Leverett is responsible. Amherst is an adjacent community with the university and all, and many of the faculty at the university or at Amherst College might live in Leverett, so it's kind of an enlightened town. I would say that Leverett was the town that was the largest per capita donor to Bernie Sanders' campaign.
You said there are currently 18 artists there, I believe you said?
Yeah, 18 studios.
18, and are they all 18 studios? They're all occupied.
Oh yeah.
And is there much turnover in the space?
Not a whole lot. Many people have been there for a good number of years, but we tend to think of ourselves as an incubator for people who are emerging artists. People who are painters might have a room in their house and it's too noisy, too distracting to actually work in their house, so they might go and get a studio there. Or, you know, there's been production jewelers. There's a wide variety of people who want to express themselves.
You're going to be observing the 50th anniversary on Sunday. Tell me about that.
Well, on Sunday the 17th, the building will be open sort of from noon to 5 in the afternoon. There'll be an exhibit that talks about the history of the place, and then there'll be a large collective exhibition of work from the board of directors and residents and community members. There'll be music, food, and an opportunity to chat with whoever comes by.
How did you get involved with this?
My wife and I own a bakery in Amherst, but I'm a ceramic artist as well, so I was working in the ceramic collective when I was tapped to be on the board.
And how long have you been on the board?
Oh, 15 years.
So you made quite a commitment then to the Leverett Craft and Arts Center.
I believe we should all try to give back to the community that we're part of.
Anything else you'd like people to know about the center or this weekend's activities?
It's a nice small town. It would be a great short drive. It's a piece of good news at a time when the world has got a lot of bad news.
And we can all certainly benefit from the arts and enjoy the arts.
Well, I'd like to think that the creative urge is like an itch. And if that itch bothers you enough, you'll scratch that itch. And if you don't, you'll live with the discomfort.